So where would you be? Where would you be at the crucifixion of Jesus? Many of the disciples had already abandoned him. We see Judas betray him with 30 pieces of silver. We see Peter in the courtyard say, "I do not even know the man." And then he realized when the cock crowed that he was betraying him. And he wept bitterly. So where would you be? Where would you be at the crucifixion? If you look at the scenes of Jesus around the room, the other 10 disciples are not present. Where'd they go? Afraid that they too would be condemned? Afraid that they would be mixed up in what had happened to Jesus, the one that they've been following? And when we see Mary, his mother, we see Simon, who was pushed into service to help Jesus carry the cross because it was too heavy for him to carry it the whole way by himself. We see Veronica there as she wipes the face of Jesus. We see the women of Jerusalem in Station 8 as they had stopped to console Jesus. And then at the very end, we see Mary, mother, we see Mary Magdalene, we see the beloved disciple John, we see James and Joseph of Arimathea, and we see the mother of the sons of Zebedee. The other disciples are gone. They all deserted him. What about you? Where would you be? As we approach this Holy Week, my encouragement to each of us is not to desert Jesus. Don't leave him, but walk with him on this journey. Walk with him on this journey as he gave his life for you. If there were only one of us, he would have come and died for you, for us. So don't abandon him, but walk with him. You know, so easily it's easy for us just to take a back seat with Jesus. Easy just to kind of hang on the sides with Jesus, or even just to kind of sit comfortably lukewarm in the center of it, in the middle. But this Holy Week, let's not do that. Take a front seat with Jesus. Here it may be helpful to take a page from my experience in Haiti with our Haitian brothers and sisters. Now, I've been to Haiti now about 15 times on mission there. And in coming to church, there's one thing that always amazes me. I find it so inspirational. And that is that the front seats of the church will fill up first. In any church I've been in, Catholic or non-Catholic alike, front seats never fill up first. And as I've seen that time and time again in Haiti, I've kind of wondered and scratched my head as a pastor, how do I get that to happen? How do I encourage people in their own hearts to be willing to move forward with their discipleship and to put it on display in such a powerful way? You know, I've thought about why is it in Haiti that happens? Is it because they don't have any front seats anywhere? There are no front seats in their car because they don't have a car to drive. Because many of them don't have the means to even have a car. There are no front seats in a restaurant. They can't come and say, "Let me have the best seat in the house," because they don't have the means to go out to a restaurant and eat. There are no front seats in their taxi because their taxi is what they call a tap-tap. And it's the back of a truck. And what they do is they'll tap-tap on the truck, and the truck will stop. They'll get in the back of the truck, pay a few cents to ride, and then go along. They have no front seats. And so as they come into church, the front seat will fill up, and then the second seat, and the third seat, and the fourth seat to the back of the church. Not from the back of the church to the front, like so often happens in our country. They sit up front because they don't have any other place in their country where they can sit up front. There's no other place for them to have a prized seat, Steve, like you got. To have that prized place. And so my encouragement to us in this Holy Week is not to take a back seat with Jesus. Or a side seat. Or even a middle seat where it's comfortable. But to take a front seat. Take a front seat with Jesus Christ this week and walk with Him. Don't just disappear like the disciples did. But be that disciple who's willing to stand out front and to say, Jesus, I'm going to walk with you on this journey. I'm going to be willing to take a front seat with you. Take a front seat, because when we're in the presence of Jesus, it's then that Jesus will heal us. Just sitting in the presence of Jesus is like sitting in the sun. It will change you. It will heal you and bring you new life. So this Holy Thursday, this Good Friday, this Easter Vigil, this Easter Sunday, if you get here early enough, take a front seat. Take a front seat with Jesus. Move on in with Jesus. Move in with Him and walk with Jesus on this journey. And as you begin to make that change in taking a front seat with Jesus, let that change happen not only during Holy Week, or not only on Easter Sunday, but every day and every Sunday. Be willing to step up and come up and move up and be front and center with Jesus. For the closer we are to His love, the more we will feel His healing power.